Craig Ellenfort for the Health Styles Network and Pain is the Pits, and I'm here with Pain is the Pits founder, Dr. Peter Kachajian. Peter, how are you?
Doing well, Craig. Thank you very much.
We're going to talk about the news last week that the American Medical Association has recommended that pain be removed as the fifth vital sign when treating patients in a hospital setting. And we know the four traditional vital signs, of course, temperature, blood pressure, pulse, and respiratory rate. And pain became the fifth vital sign in the 1990s when the medical industry began to take pain more seriously, trying to make it more of an objective thing and not just a symptom of some other problem. And unfortunately, as you know, the use of pain as the fifth vital sign has coincided with the growth of the opioid problem in America. Thus, the AMA has concluded that the two are directly related. Now, the opioid epidemic, says the AMA, is a direct result of doctors overprescribing opiate narcotics as a simple answer to the assessment of pain. Now, granted, there is an opioid epidemic in the country. We all know that. But by removing pain as the fifth vital sign, Dr. Kachajian, isn't the AMA essentially suggesting that pain should not be assessed? And if it's not being assessed, how is it being treated?
Well, obviously, Craig, the AMA is trying to address the ongoing opiate epidemic in America that you mentioned. They're following on the heels, really, of the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. This is a government agency. And the CDC guidelines are trying to limit opiate use as well. And the AMA was part of that task force. And these guidelines were just released this last March of this year, 2016, March 15th. And it's really a worthy cause. I mean, there is definitely an opiate epidemic. This is legit. But do we really want to sacrifice the decades of pain assessment that we've gained with accredited institutions in America? The Joint Commission has been put to the task of accrediting institutions for a lot of different things in healthcare, but in the mid-1990s, the early 2000s, they came up with their accreditations for assessing pain, as you mentioned, as the fifth vital sign. But assessing, now think about this, assessing and treating pain has always been the objective. Whether you're an inpatient pain sufferer after trauma or postoperative, or you've been an outpatient pain sufferer with chronic pain. But overprescribing opioids has proven to be the wrong answer, apparently, when it comes to its treatment. That's not a reason to get rid of the assessment. It's just that a lot of science and research and patient experience have shown that we did too much with opiates in the last two decades. And although an easy way, we thought it was a quick fix, we really need to figure out better ways to treat the pain now. Options other than high-dose opiates.
Right. And it's good that they're recognizing and doing something about this. And we've talked about this. We've seen that now they're starting to see ERs around the country that are using other means of treating pain.
Right.
Not just the high-dose opioids. They're trying to minimize the use of opiate narcotics, if not eliminate them altogether. And they're doing a lot of different things, using different medications, using different therapies, cognitive behavioral therapy, as you mentioned. We've seen music therapy, we've heard about in hospital settings, anything they can to help with the problem. But does that mean we should take away the assessment altogether?
No. And you're right. I mean, we're using intravenous Tylenol, intravenous anti-inflammatory medications in the acute setting. And these can be as effective as morphine in certain doses and in certain pain conditions and in certain patients. And cognitive behavioral therapies, you mentioned the psychologicals. This is really the multimodal approach to pain management that we're trying to get back to, not unidimensional. But multimodal, and there are a lot of different ways to do this. And it doesn't work for everyone, but it's really a good push now to try to help with pain in more than a high-dose opiate way, because it may be a gateway to stronger drugs. We know we have a heroin epidemic as well. Trying to limit narcotics in an acute setting is not a bad a way to approach acute illness now, especially in an ER setting. So we have to be more cognizant about the way that we control acute pain. And this has lots of implications for chronic pain as well.
Sure. And we know there are different treatments, and that's great. As for the assessment of pain, though, Really, I suppose you do agree with the AMA when it comes to the idea of rating pain from 0 to 10. Yes, that's not the right way to go.
Yeah, it just doesn't work anymore.
But, you know, as we've talked about with pain in the spits, maybe there is another way to go.
Ah, right. So although it doesn't work anymore and it's too narrow-minded and everyone's just putting 10, 10, 10 for whatever reasons they want, you know, they want treatment. Yeah, we understand they're begging for treatment and that we...
And that's also why what they're doing to get the opioids is to say, oh, I'm a 10, I'm a 10, I'm a 10.
Yeah, I mean, they want treatment and docs and nurses are busy and they figure that the opiate is quick. But it doesn't work anymore. But it doesn't mean that you get rid of assessment altogether. You just got to find a better way. You have to find a multi-dimensional way. You know, the pain and the quality of life score was developed with the idea of rating your pain on a more global scale, a more pain and quality of life scale, not just 0 to 10. In the Pain is the Pits program, this so-called PIT score, I believe, can be the answer for the old system of 0 to 10, and that remains to be seen, but we're certainly going to introduce it to America as a future way in a multi-dimensional, integrative way to assess pain more thoroughly.
And because it's not just pain, it's physical function, right, thoughts and behavior, social interactions.
Yeah, it's more than just intensity of pain. The normal 0 to 10 fifth vital sign was just pain intensity, 0 to 10. Okay, good in the beginning, but doesn't work anymore. We need a multi-dimensional way. So we can offer patients and teach them there's other ways than just opioids chasing 0 to 10 pain assessment. If we use these other methods, and hopefully insurance will coordinate that with payment to institutions, both inpatient and outpatient, I'm sure we'll do a much better job. Doctors, patients, nurses, everyone will be happier knowing that, hey, we have a new way of looking at pain, assessing it, and treating it. Yes, opiates are part of it, but it can't be the end-all and be-all anymore. We need a better balance.
Right. Well, if anyone wants to learn more about that, of course, they can go to healthstylesnetwork.com, take their pain and quality of life score, and see for themselves. And no, it's not the fifth vital sign for pain just yet, but perhaps it will be someday. For Health Styles Network and Pain is the Pits, Dr. Kachajian, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Craig.
And this is Craig Ellenport for Pain is the Pits, and hope to talk to you again soon.
On the Health Styles Network.